This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Tomorrow's Dallas City Council agenda features a simmering showdown over a proposed charter school. Uplift Education wants to build a middle and high school in southern Dallas. City staff approve the plan. A Dallas school board member opposes the charter school, which would be located in her district. She says there are too many charter schools. It could be a contentious discussion and vote at Dallas City Hall. It's class time. Today's civic lesson? How to turn a city zoning case into a political fight over education. At Illinois and Vernon sits Uplift Pinnacles K through 5th grade school. The charter operation wants to build a middle and high school 5 miles south at Camp Wisdom and I-35.
It's a simple zoning case on a piece of land that's been abandoned for 30 years.
Yasmin Bhatia is CEO of Uplift Education, the growing North Texas charter operation now with 17 campuses.
Uplift wants to develop a secondary school site and invest $10 million in the southern sector, where there's a whole Grow South campaign right now going on.
Hold on, says Joyce Foreman, Dallas school board member whose district includes the site in question. The student migration to charters has cost the Dallas ISD about $10 million in state education funds.
There is an over-proliferation of charter schools in one concentrated area.
Foreman says nearly 30,000 Dallas kids are in charters who could be enrolled in schools in the Dallas Independent School District.
But 12,000 of those children are concentrated in one area, and that's in my district.
Foreman says enough. City staff already approved Uplift Education's plan. Foreman urged the city council to reconsider. So the vote got delayed. Bhatia says that leaves charter parents out of the picture.
It worries me that because a particular individual does not like the choice people are making, instead of making the alternative be more attractive, it's let's take their choice away.
Still, Foreman remembers when Dallas closed a dozen schools a few years back. Many in the South. Low enrollment in tough economic times was the reason.
I hear us using the debate about choice. Well, if the public schools as we know them are closed, and it's only charters in one particular area, then what choice would the people have?
Foreman took her arguments to a packed Paradise Missionary Baptist Church meeting last Friday. It's near the proposed Uplift Pinnacle site. Only, it wasn't an exclusive anti-charter crowd. Joshua Lewis has three kids. His 10 and 11-year-olds attend charter school.
They were in DISD 2 years ago. I wasn't very happy with the progress that they made, and since I put them in the Uplift school, they made a lot of progress. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Lewis's 5-year-old's in a Dallas elementary, and he calls Rosemont a great school. On the other hand, Katina Ford moved her two kids to charters.
And they weren't learning. My son came home and told me they played and take naps all day. And when I moved him back to DISD, he was behind. So I was not okay with that.
Ford's children are now back in Dallas schools, and she says they're doing fine. Experiences are mixed, just like the schools. In 2015, many Uplift campuses not only met state standards, but earned all 7 distinctions from Texas. Uplift Pinnacle, though, didn't even meet the state standard. The Dallas ISD school next to the proposed Uplift site, though, not only met the state standard, it earned 4 distinctions from Texas. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.